Supporters of Democratic Syracuse mayoral candidate Juanita Perez Williams rallied across the street from an event for independent candidate Ben Walsh yesterday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the event in the Westcott neighborhood was meant to highlight Democrats that are supporting Walsh.
Chris Dodson of Syracuse is a Democrat who came out to voice why he's voting for Walsh. His voice, though, had to be heard over a group of Perez Williams supporters.
And as a Democrat, I have no commitments to the party. I am an individual. I believe that party politics should not rule the way we vote.
Walsh says it takes courage for his Democratic supporters to step out of their comfort zone. He says he is being accused by both Democrats and Republicans as working for the opposing side.
What you're seeing on this side of the street is someone that's uniting the community, and what you're seeing across the street is are people that are trying to divide the community.
Si se puede! Si se puede!
On the other side of Westcott Street, Bill McClellan of Syracuse, a volunteer for Perez Williams' campaign, says they wanted to make their presence known. He listed her career experience in the Navy and as a lawyer as reasons for his support.
But the things that matter is that she's a compassionate, decent, wonderful human being. When you combine those human attributes with the professional ones, that's what's critical for a good politician.
Republican Syracuse mayoral candidate Laura Levine condemned what she called an ambush of the Perez Williams supporters at the Walsh rally. Some Perez Williams supporters say it's Walsh who is trying to divide Democrats. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.